Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Daily Practice, and welcome back to a week dedicated to our yoga practice. I don't know about you, but I am already feeling so good just consistently getting on my mat for a real solid practice every day. If you know me, you know I am huge when it comes to self-care. I am really good at taking care of myself, and I tend to choose between different things every day. So my yoga practice isn't consistent in that way that I'm on the mat every single day, no matter what. But sometimes I do something else, or I go to the gym, or I take a long walk, or I sit down for tea. I do many different things. And it's been a long time since I was just consecutively every single day on my mat for at least 45 minutes or maybe even an hour. And just a couple of days in, I feel such a huge difference in my body. I really do. And it's reminding me of why this practice is so particularly beautiful when we return to it every single day. Whether it's dedicating 10 minutes of our day every day to get on the yoga mat, or if you have the ability to come for that 45 minutes or an hour, which for me has just been this magic place to be, it can be absolutely life-changing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, for our gratitude practice, I want to talk about a yoga pose that right now feels delicious and beautiful and spacious and connected in your own body, but that at some point was a real struggle for you. Now, if you're not in the yoga mood, then you can pick any other thing that you do with your body, something that you were not able to fully do or something that didn't happen with ease, but right now it just feels like home. What is that shape or that yoga pose or that form of movement that really has changed for you over the past few months or years? For me, something that I really feel grateful for, and it's taken me a long time to get back to this place, is I feel so good in my core right now. And I am nowhere near where I was in terms of core strength before this pregnancy or where I was before my first pregnancy. I don't think I'm ever going to experience that feeling again. But comparing this moment right now with a week ago, with a month ago, with 6 months ago, I feel a real difference in my body. And this morning I was on the mat practicing Navasana. I was practicing boat pose, which is, if you do it the right way, a real core connector that I used to practice all the time. And over the past few months, it's just been a real challenge to get back to a place where I can feel like I can really hold my body up. And I have been moving slowly and being very gentle with myself. I haven't wanted to rush any kind of core exercise after pregnancy, but I've really let this postpartum time unfold slowly and with lots of care. And this morning on the mat, as I was in that Navasana, I felt so strong. And it's been a long time since I had that feeling of inner strength radiating from my center. And I'm just so grateful for that pose that just continues to be the central place in my yoga practice. Whether I am 18 years old or I am 35, it's a pose that I will continue to come back to because it challenges me in such beautiful ways again and again and again. How about you? What is a yoga pose you are so grateful for right now? So a shape that feels really good, really grounding, or really strengthening for you right now, but that at some point was really challenging for you. Take a moment and really anchor into that gratitude, and then take that gratitude to your yoga practice and make it full circle by bringing yourself back to that shape at some point today. Thank you so much for practicing and getting on the mat with me every single day. I hope you are joining me over at yogagirl.com. If you're not, you can start this 12-day yoga challenge that we're doing right now at any time. I hope I'll see you there. I'll be back for the daily practice tomorrow.